rolls out like the ocean, rolls in like the sea. Patsy Ron.
Patsy Ron's poetry and prose is published in various journals and anthologies. Her book, The Grainy Wet Soul, is available from bookstores online. In 2021, she received the People's Choice Award from the 5th Open Eurasian Literary Festival of Festivals. Videos of her readings can be found on her website and YouTube. Welcome to the Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Patsy, what poems have you brought for us today?
Honey Bunny. You are my honey bunny, my saw-edged sweetie pie, my one and only jaunty Jim. So swim on and deliver the goods down mainstream next to the baker, the maker, the honey-eyed forsaker, lending liver verse to the neighbors down the way whose green door hangs ajar and sways, sways, sways for almost a day, not telling a soul what it knows from closing and opening its eye, aligned with the sun as it rises at the end of Main Street, ready to weep at little Bo Peep, whose sheep are astray, far, far away, not tilling the soil, but moiling over bumpy roots like popped-up veins, whose arms reach to the end of the neighborhood road. Nowhere to go but to see my honey bun, my sweet glazed donut, my front-page headline. You make my hair end and my fingernails begin. In soggy, wet rags of ruminations running with Jack and Jill, the hill before them begging for forgiveness, which they meet with their feet stomping upon its gravel path while giggles reach the top before them. Oh, my sweet honey bunny, you make everything sing. You make jam roll and jelly jiggle. You send everything heels overhead. You make my bed at home to miracles. So stay on top of the mailbox and return home if undelivered because, my sweet honey song, I will always open your envelope and welcome you in to begin a side stitch step that vets your feelings, reeling a wheeling. We are oh so sane together, regardless of whether you're one step to my two-step, top hat and tails tucked, we cluck and clack along the inside track of news, making for the world to wonder at. You're back, my honey bun, my sugar time fun, my honey bunny, you're back. Fences. I saw a picket fence that had once been new. Now, with remnants of paint meant to save it from the wearing of the weather, it leaned and careened across the borderland, no longer providing a solid and safe shield against the outside possible intruder, for which the fence was originally built back a good 30 years on a summer day, when the men who dug the holes sweated into their buckets of concrete, and the owner of the land drank iced tea and clinked the cubes in the tall glass as if tapping out a rhythm for the workers who hit the stabilizing posts with wood mallets and shovel wet, gray, grainy concrete into the brown, damp earth that formed the 3-foot holes meant to hold the fence posts, but now releasing their responsibility and allowing a natural course of aging and gravity to overtake the boards so that their vertical stance now lays away toward horizontal goal, where in the end grass will grow tall through the fence's slats and rabbits will hop over the rotting boards, chased by a neighborhood cat, hungry from being shut out overnight when the neighbor's teenager left with a friend, forgetting the cat, and now the cat will eat under the leaning fence in the shade from the summer humidity and sun that sucks dry the remaining wood of the fence, quickly becoming fodder for green vines and flowering weeds, reclaiming the civility the fence was meant to delineate, but now releasing its hold while creating new habitat and learning to be a laid-down fence over which clouds pass, and now its boards gaze up at the sky.
You've been listening to poems by Patsy Ron on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.